Oh, it's rolling.
All right. Hey, welcome
another to another episode of Sports Manor.
Yeah, surprisingly, we're still here. Episode 3. We're still doing it.
3 weeks strong.
I believed in us.
Yeah.
I knew we'd do it.
Lasted pretty long. It's been a good run.
Yeah. First, I just want to give a thank you to everybody who's subscribed and who's been supporting, listening. We love the feedback. You know, we love what y'all have to say. We're definitely going to try and include more stuff, more sports. Also had a request for the WWE.
We can't do that.
Hey, we're going to get some WWE action in there. Believe that. Just give us some time. We're still a work in progress. But, yeah, WWE coming soon.
And congratulations to Danica Mansing on winning 8 tickets for her and her family to the Saints-Tampa Bay Buccaneers game. Sent us a picture. We posted it online. So stay tuned if you guys want to be the next winner.
Yeah,
are we doing the other giveaway, the Colts-Bucks, or no?
Yeah, I'm still working on that. I'm still working on that.
Might have to do that, right?
Yeah, if I can get hands on some tickets. Yeah.
Let's do it. All right. When are they playing? Like 2 or 3 weeks, right?
December 21st.
21st. They got 2 more games in Tampa. Last game of the year is in Tampa too.
Yeah. This might be the last one. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but we'll see. Let's see what we could do.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm gonna try and get my hands on them, and then I'm gonna raffle them off.
There we go. Bronson, by the way, I know that's your boy, but I gotta apologize to your dog Bronson. Slid in our DMs and try to say it was a scam, but nah. Hey, pretty much you go subscribe. If you like us on Instagram, if you follow our pictures, leave comments, stuff like that. Anybody gets a chance to win. Next time we're gonna pull a name out of the hat. We're gonna do it on camera so you guys can see it's not a scam. It's real life.
All right. Which you want to dive into first?
College football.
College football, as always.
Iowa, Minnesota.
Oh yeah, you did call that.
I called it. I said Iowa would have the upset this week. Their defense, man, they had 6 sacks, 7 tackles for a loss. They didn't hold. Minnesota had like 400-something yards. Well, they held them out of the end zone. That's the thing. It's a bend but don't break defense.
Yeah, if you go into a McKinnick Stadium?
In Iowa City, I don't even know. It was
Iowa
City.
Yeah,
though.
We're Iowa State fans, if anything. Yeah. But yeah, if you go into Iowa City in November as a top 5 team, you are not coming out with that same number. You are losing and you're dropping in the rankings.
And Iowa only had 290 yards of offense. Minnesota killed them statistically in passing. Well, they held Minnesota to like 40-something rushing yards, but they had 3-something in the air.
Mm-hmm.
They came back in the second half. They almost won it, but they lost because...
Well, they didn't lose because of the kicker, but the kicker definitely hurt them. You know, they go in there to... kick the field goal to make it a 3-point game, and he misses an extra point. It's not like the NFL where you're backed up 20 yards. It's right there on the 3-yard line. Make the kick. They're giving you a full ride to make field goals, and you can't even do that. Kicking, I will say this every podcast, needs to be removed from football. Kicking is killing the game of football as we know it.
Well, we talked about it last week. The kickers, they go to school. What do? They drink beer, they party, and they kick a damn ball at practice.
That is it. That is all they do. They don't condition. Well, I mean, maybe at some schools, but Graceland.
Yeah, at least at our school, they
do. Well, NAIA, they don't condition. They kick field goals. They lift, but, you know, it's like, it's not impressive.
It's like you ever watch Blue Mountain State?
Yeah.
And all he does is sell drugs and, like, party and turn up, and then he'll miss a field goal come game. That's pretty much literally what it is.
Yeah.
And it's costing, I don't know about you, but it used to piss me off when we go to the weight room. And we're sitting there, like,
yeah,
busting
like,
our ass. And, like,
and these kickers are just, like, I mean, they're lifting, but they're not, like, doing – they're not trying to get any better.
Yeah.
It's because, like, all they do is kick. Why should our kicker be able to power clean 300?
And it's crazy because, like, a team, they could have a great offensive game, a great defensive game, and you have a great game plan. You guys execute the whole game plan. And then it comes down to somebody who they offered a scholarship because they had to because they couldn't find anybody else. And you have to have a kicker. Which nobody cares for. I didn't even know our kicker's name, to be honest with you.
I know.
I knew Cody.
Cody, that was it.
But it's wild. It's like
Wade. Wade for 3.
Yeah, Wade for 3. But you know what I'm saying? Like, they find these guys and they offer them a scholarship. Okay, how'd they earn it? Probably posted a YouTube video of them making like a 50-yard field goal or something.
Yeah, everybody looks good on air, huh?
Yeah, it's wild. But Oklahoma Baylor, Oklahoma with the comeback.
Yeah, I mean, that was impressive for the comeback. I still would rather have – I mean, I still feel like they'll put in a one-loss SEC champ and a one-loss SEC team over a one-loss Big 12 just because the SEC bias is unlike any other.
But that – oh, dude, Jalen Hurts, man, he had 100-something on the ground. He had – I think it was – what was it? He had a lot of passing yards. 297 and four touchdowns. I know he fumbled early on to start the game, but that man came back. He led them
28-3.
and we'll talk about the two injury in a second. But last two first overall picks, Oklahoma quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts, man, why is nobody talking about this guy?
I think once they lost that game to K-State, everybody was like, yeah, it's just another Oklahoma team with no defense. And then all the hype about Joe Burrow kind of swept, you know, basically all the other quarterbacks under the rug.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, Joe Burrow's having a great year. He probably will go one.
He's number two in passing behind Washington State's quarterback. I think he has 3,800.
Yeah, but all they do is throw. They run that Cole ball.
Yeah, and he has 3,800 passing yards. He has 37 or 38 touchdowns on the year.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow's balling too, man.
Yeah,
but.
He really is. But, with Jalen Hurts, I just feel like everybody's talking about Burrow's Tua being hurt too. So a lot of media is over in different places.
Would you take Jalen Hurts over Tua right now?
Yeah, because I don't even know if Tua will even be able to walk. I mean, he'll probably walk the same, but he got the same injury as Bo Jackson, and that was career.
See, that's what they were saying, but now there's the doc. Well, you know the doctor, they're not going to come out and say, like it wasn't successful. Hey,
yeah, because then one, that looks bad on them. Yeah, they came out like, yo, we ain't do that hot.
But they're saying Bo Jackson's thing was that he got hurt, and then he kept playing on it, and he didn't get surgery. But they said Tua, they rushed him in. He had surgery Monday, and he was, like, happy and stuff. They said he's going to heal fine. Yeah. They, like, released on Twitter a timetable, and he's going to be able to walk in, like, 4 to 6 weeks, and then he's going to start doing rehab, and then he'll be able to start throwing the ball in a couple months or whatever before the combine. But going to the combine, do you think he actually runs the 40 and does all that, or no?
I feel like if I was him, I maybe – well, it depends, because that comes up in March, which is still a while from now, but depending on – his healing process and the rehab. I probably, if I was him, I wouldn't even participate. Just look at the film, which no one really does anyway. They love the combine. But I would just say, look at the film, and you could decide from that, because I feel like he's put up the numbers. He's got the rings to show for it, that he's fine. You can hear her? I feel like he's got, yo.
She's not happy with the injury either. Right. No, but the Tua thing is, today they released the new mock draft that came out, and preseason, Tua was undisputed number one overall pick.
The greatest college football player ever. They were talking about him better than Tebow.
Yeah, and he's going to Miami. He's going to be the first overall pick. Today, when they released the new rankings, he was projected to get picked 31st to the New England Patriots and be Tom Brady's heir. And that's the thing. This guy went from first overall. Undisputed first overall.
Yeah.
So now he's not even the, I think, top three quarterback. It was like
Joe
Burrow, Jalen Hurts, and Justin Herbert before him.
Hey, think, like, for the past 5 years, all these mock drafts have just been predicting the Patriots to take a quarterback for Tom Brady's heir.
And they haven't done it once.
No,
yeah.
They've taken quarterbacks, but just because the roster spot. But I feel like Tua, I think he'll, I don't even know, really. I feel like it's really just depends on where he goes, because who knows, he might go to a team that just completely ruins him.
But that's the point. The point is, it doesn't even matter where he goes. I'm trying to say, how much money has this kid lost just because he played this season? Do you think more guys are going to start pulling the Jadeveon Clowney and sitting out their whole senior year if they know they're going to go top two or three?
I think so. I think we've already seen it before, like Leonard Fournette, his junior year, because his sophomore year was incredible. And then his junior year, you know, the injuries. You know, if you saw on Twitter, they were going back and forth. Jamal Adams called him out. But, saying he faked the injury. But I feel like they will. I just feel like it's the type of player you are. Like Tua, the way I seen that E60 on him, he was raised not to lose and to give everything 110%. So I just feel like it's who it is, like who the type of guy he is.
But, like, you know, there's guys like Nick Bosa who he had the core injury and he sat out his whole junior, senior year with Ohio State. And then he actually ended up getting picked second overall, defense rookie of the year at the moment right now, and he's balling out. It worked out well for him. Do you think more guys are going to follow in his path?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I would. I would play maybe I'd play freshman, sophomore, and then I'm out.
Yeah, but do you think – well, because basketball, I don't know how you feel about it, but the one-and-done rule.
Yeah.
And some people hate the one-and-done rule, but football is starting to – it's not going there yet, but in the future I could see it being something like a one and done, where these top prospects, I don't know if you remember Clemson's receiver, I forgot who it was exactly, a couple years ago, said, I might not play in the NCAA because if there's teams out there like the Lamar Alonzo Ball's dad with basketball. They were going to do that basketball thing where they were going to build a new league and then guys could go play basketball for him. They're actually going to get paid and then have to play under the NCAA rules. With football, it would be interesting if they did something like that because a lot of these guys, man, they're wasting their time playing college ball when they know they're going to go pro first round. They're going to make money. Yeah. And just by playing, you're risking yourself with injury. If something does happen to it, for example, he just lost millions, bro.
Yeah, but I don't see that happening because basketball, which you need 12 people on a team.
Yeah.
Football, you need 53. So yeah, I doubt it. You're going to need way more people. But I just feel like, you know, some players, they might just have to get selfish and just say, hey, you know what? This university, I mean, yeah, I'm still taking class. I'm still getting my degree. But you're not really doing nothing for me. Like, I'm not making any money.
I'm risking my
future and my life for this.
They should at least have an insurance policy on the athletes in case something does happen. For example, Tua, everybody knew who's going to go number one. They should have an insurance policy if he does get hurt, that he's going to get paid a certain amount of money because he is pretty much risking his career. Is he risking
$10 million down the drain, probably.
Yeah, and they were talking about that was gonna be his last drive in the game. He shouldn't have been in it at all.
Yeah,
you know,
that's what I'm saying. You're Alabama, and they kept him in there to practice a 2-minute drill. You're Alabama with arguably probably the greatest coach of all time, and you're in there practicing a 2-minute drill.
Why on game day? Why not do that in a scrimmage at practice?
You know, that's what Thursday
shows. Yeah,
well, yeah, Friday. I don't know what they do in D1, but you know, shells that last practice of the week. You do the 2-minute drill versus the scout team, and then you do goal line.
And Tua screwed him, and it sucks because they put these athletes in a predicament. Personally, I don't want to let my team down, so I'm going to suit up. I'm going to play every game because I don't want to be that guy in the locker room that's letting everybody down. But at the same time, you have to worry about yourself.
He should have. He should have. That's what I mean. I would have sat out. Yeah, it sounds selfish, well, but.
Let me ask you this. Let's say some of these other top athletes, Jalen Hurts, Joe Burrow, for example, they'll probably make the playoffs. If you don't make the playoffs, why play in the bowl game?
Yeah, anymore? Honestly, this will be the year that everybody does it. Look, Auburn or Alabama, they've got the three receivers that's probably going first, second round. And then they got Najee Harris.
Najee Harris, yeah.
Man, if I'm playing in the Orange Bowl against what I saw they're projected to play Miami in the Orange Bowl.
Why play?
Exactly.
And that's
why play
and the
risk
playoffs
it.
Is kind of ruining bowl games because I'm not going to go watch a bowl game with second string.
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to watch no scout team playing the Orange Bowl.
Yeah, who wants to see that? But it's kind of interesting, man. I mean, we're going to see. Do you think that these guys should be getting paid in case something like this happens as well?
Yeah, I think they should be getting paid regardless. With that talent,
no matter what.
That's hard to find. That's once in a lifetime talent. They got to get paid for that.
Yeah, and these stadiums are at capacity every week, and they make more than enough money to pay these guys.
Yeah, like Florida State just paid Willie Taggart $20 million to fire him.
To leave, yeah.
They paid him $20 million, so you know the boosters got money. I'm pretty sure they're already getting paid under the table low-key.
Oh,
we talked about that last
episode. Week. They are. We know they are. Disregarding that, Joe Burrow, though, he is number one in the Heisman race again. But this week, when the new Heisman poll came out, he's going to win. That's what they're talking about. He's going to win. Nobody's even close to him. Jalen Hurts was second, I believe. Or no, Justin Fields was second. But Joe Burrow's destroying him right now.
I don't think it's that far, but I would put Joe Burrow in the lead. But, hey, that's what I'm saying with that Bama favoritism. You beat Bama, oh, you're a god. Because they love Bama. So if you're better than their number one team, oh, give you everything.
Yeah, but you had a hot take you wanted to talk about. LSU versus Georgia, who do you think wins?
Oh, I think Georgia will win the SEC. I think they'll beat LSU. It'll be a close game, but I think they'll win just because I think that LSU defense is suspect. I think they're suspect. They gave up 600 yards to Ole Miss. Who can run the ball, but I don't know what their passing is like, but they looked very good. They're both running backs had, I think, enough to equal 200 yards.
Yeah, and we've been two for two on upsets so far.
Yeah,
we called Iowa,
I'm calling Georgia and LSU. They're playing in the title game.
That's your pick.
That's my pick. I think that Georgia will run the rock, and they'll win. They got James Cook, who should have went to Florida State. Damn, that hurts. They should have James Cook. They got, I don't even know, number 35, who I think is the starter, but they've just got four fresh backs in at all times, who will all likely get drafted in the future. And they're just going to keep hitting LSU over and over with these fresh backs, fresh legs, and they're going to win. LSU's defense, they're ranked 33rd in the nation in rush. Their pass defense is horrible.
What is it? What's it ranked?
They weren't even top 50, so I didn't even want to press the, you know, refresh page to see. So they're
Joe Burrow's carrying that team right now, and that's a lot about him.
Their offense, though, they do have the number one pass offense, the number two total offense. So it will be a close game. I think it's going to be high scoring, but I think Georgia gets it done just because the LSU defense is weak.
And talking about college football, because Minnesota just lost. Ohio State, they're probably going to whip Minnesota. They're going to make the playoffs. Clemson finally looked like Clemson, 52-3 over Wake Forest.
Yeah.
Come playoff time, right now, who's your favorite again?
Oh, Ohio State's winning it all, and I think that it's not even close. I feel bad for whoever has to play them because they're number one overall defense and number one overall offense. They could run the ball. What did I write here? My handwriting sucks. Their defense is nasty. They got the number one pass defense, the number six rush defense. I think it's going to be a blowout, whoever they play in the playoffs.
Yeah, and it's starting to play itself out. We only have a couple weeks left. Football season flew by this year, but we're gonna start to see exactly who's in after the SEC championship, Pac-12. Because Oregon, Utah, I don't think either of them gets in. But
yeah, I mean, it's, you know, those Pac-12 teams, you kind of feel bad just because no one's staying up past 10 to watch them, first off.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Oregon, they played Auburn, which is, on paper, it's like, oh, they played Auburn. But Auburn's really
lost
didn't,
like three or four
yeah,
games now
they
this year,
really
yeah.
didn't help them out. They would have needed Auburn to win out. I think that Auburn-Alabama game, watch out. I'm putting Alabama on upset alert, too.
Yeah.
The only thing slowing Alabama down is Bo Nix, but he's a freshman. He's 18, and he's playing in front of Jordan-Hare Stadium in front of, like, 90,000 people.
And let's talk about Bama. The Tua injury, you know, it's helped a lot of people. Joe Burrow, I'm looking at it right now, he's projected to go first overall to Cincinnati. It literally says Burrow cannot be stopped. The Bengals can't stop losing this season. Perfect match here. But clever. Alabama's first player off the board is Jerry Jeudy at number 3 to the Giants.
Ooh, that's high.
That's high for a receiver, but they lost Odell.
Yeah, but this class is stacked.
But check this out, because I want to get back to, like, Tua getting hurt. Number 4 overall, if it wasn't Joe Burrow, who do you think it would be? Tua. Everybody would think Tua. It's actually Justin Herbert's projected to go number 4 overall. After the Tua injury, Dolphins turn their attention to Herbert. This guy's losing a lot of money over this.
Yeah.
Is the playoffs even worth it? Is winning a national championship even worth it anymore? If you're a top prospect like that,
I mean, yeah, it's the national title game, you kind of just feel like you have to. I just feel like if you play the whole season and then the playoffs come and you just I don't want to play.
You know
I
what
just
I'm
feel
saying?
Like you
should
have just sat out the whole season then.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, what's the of course I get that. If you're gonna play the whole season, yeah, you're gonna play in the playoffs for national championship. Who's not? What guy's not? You know, but. Why even play? Like, if I'm a freshman or sophomore, freshman too, I step in the national championship, I lead Alabama to a championship, I come back my sophomore year, we lose to Clemson. That third year, everybody's talking about me going number one overall.
Yeah, like, it's already solidified.
The only thing that could hurt me is playing. Because if I don't play, if I never play another snap in college football, I'm going number one overall.
Yeah.
I just have to have a great workout. Why even play?
Because, I don't know, I just feel like some people put their heart into it. I mean, it's easier said than done because you don't know how he feels. He loves the game. Me, I love the game too, but, you know.
I love millions of dollars.
Yeah, that's someone puts $10 million on the table.
But check this out. Henry Ruggs, Jerry Jeudy, 3rd overall. Henry Ruggs projected to go 14th overall. And that's what we were talking about earlier, product of your environment. Even if Tua was healthy, would you take somebody like Justin Herbert over him? Because Tua has all this talent around him. Do you think it translates to the NFL?
I mean, I guess you just got to see what the yak looks like. Honestly, I really don't know Tua's stats like that. I mean, I know he's got high passing yards, but from the highlights, it's a lot of, like, slants that Jeudy and Ruggs and Waddle just take to the crib, like bubble routes that go for 60. So that, you know, it looks good on paper, but, like, what's his stats like through the air? But I didn't even do research like that just because, like, not to be rude, but it don't matter.
Yeah.
It don't matter. I mean, he's not playing college football again.
Yeah. But it's funny because last week we were talking about do you pick Joe Burrow over Tua, and Tua was healthy, but now it's like clear. Yeah. And everybody, you're going Joe Burrow first on the draft board.
And honestly, I really can only go wait. SportsCenter says off Justin Herbert, and I feel like that looks bad on me, just because I'm not staying up at 10 o'clock on a Saturday.
Yeah, we're East Coast.
Yeah, I'm not staying up at 10 o'clock on a Saturday to watch Oregon beat the hell out of Arizona and Charles. I don't even know who the hell they play, but this week they do have a 7:30 game against Arizona State on a Saturday. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch the whole damn game.
Not only that, dude, the last Oregon quarterback is Mariota, and what the fuck's he doing now?
Yeah, for real.
Backup.
For real, I'm so glad we took Jameis over him, and some people will still deny it, but Jameis is a great quarterback.
Let's get into NFL.
Let's get into the NFL.
Yeah. Dude, let's go. Thing everybody's been talking about. Bro, all week.
Yes. All right, because we have a debate on this.
Yeah, we don't agree at all.
I do. Okay, Myles Garrett. The helmet.
He whacked the shit out of him, and he deserved it.
He didn't.
He rushed him, bro.
Yeah, but, I mean, you could have dropped the helmet and threw a punch.
Bro, so you're telling me if somebody comes up to you and tries to fight you, you're really thinking about, oh, I'm going to drop the helmet because I'm going to get... No, you're just reacting. I don't think it would cross my mind that
let me kill this man.
Bro, I don't... If it's a fight... First off...
He tried to hurt that man.
The thing that pisses me off is I don't even care. Yeah, whatever. Myles Garrett was wrong. Shouldn't hit him with the helmet. Whatever.
Yeah, he's wrong.
I get where he's coming from. I play defense. If like somebody came in, I'm not thinking about that. Yeah. I'm not thinking about using. I'm just reacting. I'm just hitting him. But the thing that really pisses me off is the fact that Mason Rudolph threw his hands up in the air and looked around. Like, what the hell did I? Yeah. You just rushed him. What'd you expect?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, I mean, I don't think he deserved to get hit in the head with his helmet.
Shit, I did.
But I mean, when you look around, it just looks foolish. Like.
Yeah.
I mean.
Dude, but Pouncey's a real one, bro.
That's a real one.
Bro, he had his back like that.
Yeah, he did. But, I mean, that's how offensive linemen are supposed to be.
Oh, yeah, I'm telling you. Pick up your quarterback after every play and whoop somebody's ass if their ass needs to get whooped. Yeah.
But, yeah, back on Mason Rudolph, I mean, he's an idiot because, I don't know, one thing I was always taught, if you're going to fight in football, leave your helmet on. I mean, he didn't have the choice. Because his helmet got snatched off.
Myles Garrett helmet first. That's what really started it. Yeah.
Yeah, but honestly, you're poking the bear. I'm not saying you deserve the helmet, but why go after Myles Garrett? Have you seen Myles Garrett?
Who even knows? But
he's like maybe 1% body fat.
But that's the thing. Like, what'd you expect, bro? If I'm rushing somebody, I'm expecting to hit him or get hit. I'm not gonna rush him and be like, "Oh, you want to talk about it?"
Yeah.
No, he took a helmet to the head.
Well, see now. Like, I think Myles Garrett's punishment right now is, it works out. Like, I'm cool with it. The rest of the season, playoffs, the Browns, they might have made it. Who knows? I doubt they will now because their best defensive player is suspended, which also opens up the...
And they lost Demaryius Randall with that helmet hit. Or no, he actually tore his Achilles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now that really opens up the Defensive Player of the Year award because Myles Garrett was up there for it. Not anymore, but I feel like the rest of the year, that's suitable.
But both teams, it's a losing season for both teams. They play again in a week. If I'm them, I'm throwing hands again.
Think is crazy is how the NFL is going to try and just like, hey, this is not what we are. This helmet hitting is not the NFL, but I bet they show that replay over 10 times.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Rivalry reek. Rivalry week. That's a tongue twister. And they are going to show that damn helmet hitting Mason Rudolph in the head, like, to build hype. But, yo, this isn't who we are, right?
No.
I bet they still do it.
It's funny because, like, Pouncey got suspended for 3 games because they probably just didn't want him to play in the Cleveland game, to be honest.
Yeah, and then, I mean, he threw a kick.
Yeah, and the defensive tackle for the Browns got 1 game because he hit Rudolph. That was funny as hell.
It was, but come on, man. That's
soft. Uncalled for.
But what's really messed up is how no Steelers O-lineman went after him.
After
he hit Rudolph at the end.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the thing. I think he was trying to say, the guy that hit him was trying to say, I was defending Myles Garrett.
Myles Garrett's on the ground getting his ass whooped.
Yeah. What are you doing hitting the quarterback? Like, go defend
him.
You
could have hit him all game, and you want to hit him when he's got his back turned and his helmet off, which I think soft. I don't know about a suspension, but I just feel like the NFL, you know how they handle situations poorly.
But I just –
They are horrible at handling situations. So, honestly, I feel bad for Myles Garrett because I don't know. It's one of the first incidents I've ever seen where someone gets hit in the head with a helmet. Actually, in high school, I've seen it happen.
But that's the thing. The thing that it's irking me, like my blood is boiling, is the fact that you put men, bro, these aren't like your average guy working at Geek Squad at Best Buy. Bro, you're putting guys that all they do is like grind and lift weights, yeah, testosterone, like, whatever. You're putting them on a football field and tell them basically go out there and kill each other. And then when they go out there and they get in a fight, you're going to act like this isn't who.
Like, he should just flip the switch. I can agree on that.
You
like
can't
how
just
they
flip
just
the switch. Yeah.
Yeah, like Myles Garrett has just trained his whole life to kill this quarterback. And now it's time to do it. Ain't no turning back now.
Bro, come on. Like, I understand.
I'm not
you
saying
put your foot down.
He's right. No, he's completely wrong.
Yeah, he's
wrong,
completely wrong.
But you got to look at it from his point of view, which the NFL won't.
And you ever heard the saying, like, shoot first, ask questions later?
Yeah.
Bro, he had two linemen on him and a quarterback rushing him. By him, what am I going to do? I'm gonna worry about it later. I don't care. And that's the thing, too, is, like, bro, the NFL and the media is so funny to me.
Yeah.
Because they ask these guys, like, they're going to ask these guys on camera, oh, what'd you think about this situation? They're not going to say what they really mean.
Yeah.
They it's not
Tell
like,
us, what would Baker Mayfield say?
Bro.
In that interview, what did
Baker
he really
Mayfield was
say?
Like, you know, it's completely uncalled for what he did, makes the whole team. He was probably in the locker room like, damn, he whacked the fuck out of him. You should have hit him harder. Like, they should have fucking.
No, I'm sure he went up to Myles Garrett's like, bro.
Don't
You're
be doing
a dumbass.
That. Yeah, you probably said don't be doing that.
You're
but,
a dumbass. Like,
but it's like
we
Myles
need
Garrett,
you.
Bro. If you ask Myles Garrett on camera, of course he has to apologize. In his mind, personally, if somebody came to me, like, if they were asking me, I'd apologize on camera. But in my head, I'll be like, no, he deserved it. I should have hit him harder. I probably should have beat his ass. But they can't go on there and say that.
I just feel bad because, like, that was one of the first incidents, like, the NFL's got to deal with. And I feel like the NFL is in there thinking, all right, if we give him this suspension, everybody's going to think it's cool. Because it's really like a 6-game suspension.
Well, they're putting their foot down, really, and that's
oh,
what they're
no,
doing.
Oh, no, they're about to come down hard. I feel
yeah,
like
they have
he gets
to. They
suspended
don't have a choice.
For the rest of the season, and I think he'll get suspended for half a season next year.
Yeah, they have no choice. They have to put their foot down so
they,
it doesn't keep happening.
Yeah,
but,
so, you know, I feel bad for him.
I wish we could
see
it
more often,
to be
made.
Honest. I wish
no, come on,
happen.
Bro. No,
bro,
that's
you know
horrible.
I love it, bro. You know
that's
I love that.
That's horrible. I'm not trying to see that. I'm trying to watch, you know, I'm trying to see that old-fashioned football, that wing tee, that chess piece match. I'm trying to see
stupid,
that triple option.
The only thing I was stupid is that there was 8 seconds left on the clock. Like, the game is over. You know what I'm saying? But if it was, like, no before half or something like that, I love – because that's, like, that's passion right there, too, the way Rudolph rushed him and, like, the way Miles – that's – to me at least, that's, like, passion. You care about the game. You want to win. And they were pissed off, obviously, because they were getting their ass kicked, the Steelers. But,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I wish it happened. Like, Courtland Finnegan, Andre Johnson, when they threw hands,
that was
oh,
a
I
cool
love
little
it.
Fight. I don't even know what their suspensions were, but it was nothing crazy.
Did they even get suspended?
Yeah, but no one got hit with a helmet.
Yeah. Bro, he could have killed him, low-key.
I know. I kind of hate how, like, the media's talking about it, like, how some people are like, oh, my gosh, pursue him in court. Like,
oh, no.
Take
yeah.
legal action. Come on, man. Never let Myles Garrett play again.
That's stupid. It's a bunch of – you know who it is. You know who's saying that, too.
Yeah, these probably dudes that yeah. never even played the game before.
That's – God, that – bro, we're just on one today. That's what pisses me off, too, is when, like – Stephen A, and we said when we started this podcast, we're going to call out nobody, but Stephen A and them boys, they want to act
I
like they
them
know,
all today.
Bro.
It's because they just want to talk like that for the views.
And But they act like they know what it means to strap up a football helmet, go out there on the field, and have emotions flying around, and like it's literally you against the person in front of you, you know, balls to the walls, whatever.
Yeah.
You don't know what that's like. You probably, like, you went to high school, you went to college, you got your degree, and you started doing what we're doing right now on the
yeah.
damn podcast, like speaking in front of a kid. You don't know what that means. Like,
yeah.
you played Pop Warner football and maybe a little bit of high school, and you want to act like you know what no, bro, these guys are warriors. They're elite warriors, bro.
Yeah, like, they are trying to, like, completely dominate and just literally, like, dismantle the dude in front of them.
I'm not going to go train a Navy SEAL how to kill somebody and then get upset when he snipes somebody from, you know, 100 yards away. No, that's what he was trained to do. These guys
yeah.
are trained to go out there, compete with each other, and literally fly to the ball. If you're not flying to the ball, why are you on my team? You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah, see, that's like, why I think that they don't take emotions into the fact.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's exactly. Like, he's trained his whole life, and they just don't take emotion into the fact that, like, this is all happening. I mean, still not – what I'm saying is still not for what Myles Garrett did. Still think it's completely wrong, but I just feel like you gotta
yeah.
take in, you know, take everything into, you know,
consideration.
Yeah,
yeah,
consideration.
And it's like one mistake. And that's the thing too, is I hate the fact that he made one mistake on the football field, and they want to backtrack and to say, oh, Myles Garrett hurt Trevor Siemian because he hit him late. Myles Garrett threw a punch earlier this year. And they try and build a track record. Bro, yeah. It's football, dog. Mm-hmm. It's football. Like, dirty is Ndamukong Suh. Ndamukong Suh, when he's stomping on people after
the ball, that's
dirty. Myles Garrett, what he did
is... Myles Garrett drove the quarterback into the ground, which is now dirty.
Yeah.
Dirty is... No, go look at Ndamukong Suh's highlight. Go look on YouTube. Ndamukong Suh,
that's
dirty.
That's a dirty
hit.
Player, yeah.
Vontaze Burfict, dirty.
Myles
Garrett,
but Myles
Garrett,
dirty.
He drove Siemian into the ground. It was a shame how his leg landed underneath him, but you can't plan that. He didn't target his leg. He tackled him high.
Yeah.
It's just the way he rolled him up. Trevor Siemian, that's your boy, first off.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's to be honest, with whatever. And the thing that – and this kind of has nothing to do with it, but it really does, is, like, these hits that they keep finding the players for, these late hits or, like, putting your weight on the quarterback, that's what we were trained to – it's not like, bro, it's football. You're not trained to, oh, let me patty kick the quarterback. And
yeah.
Then,
like, it's this rule. It that's the thing. It probably went into place maybe 6 years ago when they really started enforcing it.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, Myles Garrett, 6 years ago, he was, you know, a freshman or a senior in high school.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's still being taught, like, driving the quarterback into the ground. So it's not until, like, this new, like, the new generation of kids, like, that are in Pop Warner in high school now. College now,
you have to change the whole way you play.
Yeah,
dude. Not only that, like, being a safety when I was playing, at least if I see a receiver coming across the middle in the air, what do you want me to do? You want me to pull up and not? You want me to stop and wrap him up? No, I have to hit him. Otherwise, first I'm gonna get made fun of in the locker room for being soft as hell.
Yeah,
and when we watch film, but no, he's coming across the middle. My job is to make sure he doesn't catch the ball, and I'm trying to take his soul. Pretty much, that's what we were taught: is take their damn soul.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want them to do? Literally stop, catch them, miss the tackle, they score, and then you say, oh, he doesn't know how to tackle, that was bad arm tackle.
Yeah, and plus, like, you're trying to strike that fear into him, so every time he comes across the middle, he's always looking for number 10.
It's a lose-lose for the defense, man. It's a lose-lose.
Yeah, I feel like that's because they just want the fantasy numbers to pop off, and they want the NFL thinks people want to see high-scoring games. I mean, it looks cool, but I like to see the good games. I like to see some good defense and good offense on both sides, not just straight touchdown.
Yeah.
Touchdown. Like, they're trying to make it Big 12 football.
Yeah, they are.
They're trying to make every game like when Mahomes and Baker Mayfield had that 1,000-yard shootout.
Yeah.
That's what the NFL is trying to make it look like.
But the NFL's a mess right now, man, and something that's even worse than this is the damn pass interference calls.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see DeAndre Hopkins this week?
Yeah, and even the new challenge rule couldn't have saved them.
But what is it? I don't know what a pass
interference is
anymore.
I'm calling that the Saints rule. That's the
Saints
rule.
And I don't know what a pass interference is anymore.
I'm giving up. If they ask me to ref a game, I'm screwed. And I've known football my whole
life. Bill O'Brien said, Texans coach, he's like, I don't know what it is anymore. I don't know what to tell my guys. Yeah. I don't know how to coach them.
Like, I don't have NFL Network, like the NFL Red Zone. Would the ref come on and say it was uncatchable? Because it was catchable.
No, it was, so they didn't call it on the field. Then he challenged it.
And then they re-looked at it
and didn't call it. He was hugging.
Yes.
He was hugging.
And, like, I could see if both people were fighting, but it was a bear hug.
Yeah, it was terrible. But, it's just, and they said, when they put the rule in place, that there's going to be a lot of problems this year with the rule.
Oh, it's a lot of them.
Worse than what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I think I saw it's only been 4 challenged pass interference that have been overturned.
Did you see, because you're a Bucks fan, what happened with Bruce Arians? He threw a flag for
Was 2 weeks ago. So they were out of challenges. So the rule is if you throw your challenge flag and you're out of challenges, you waste a timeout.
Yeah.
But it was such a bad call.
He threw it to make a point, right?
He made a point. I mean, we were already down. It don't matter. I mean, I like it. I like Bruce Arians. Honestly, I kind of like it because it's like a middle finger to the ref. Like,
yeah.
You know you missed that.
Dude, it's just a joke right now, to be honest with you. Like, they need full-time refs.
Mm-hmm.
They need some rules in place.
And they need young refs.
Yeah, they have these guys that are blind out there.
Come on,
reffing
man.
Our flag football games on the weekday, and then they go down there on the weekend.
If you don't have 20/20 vision, you can't be a ref. You should not be a ref in the NFL.
No.
See, I have 15/15 vision. It's a fact. I got at my
That's
physical.
Better than 2020?
Yeah, I could see
you got
incredibly.
That eagle,
I need
eagle
to be a ref.
Eye,
yeah.
Eagle eye vision.
Yeah, I could see far and shallow.
But these refs are dumb, man. Like, just I don't think they know what the rules are anymore. To be honest, I think they're making that shit up on the fly. Like,
yeah, they probably. I wonder what they talk about. Like, they get in that huddle and they're
like shit.
I ain't even see it, man. So don't ask me. Well, what'd you see? It was close. All right, you know what? We'll call it a catch. Review it. Sure.
Yeah.
Touchdown.
Bro, I think DeAndre Hopkins tweeted out, he's like, they need a new guy in New York. Dude, they should have, like, a whole damn team, like, of people just upstairs that – because everybody watching the game, we immediately are like, oh, dude, that's PI. So there's no way they don't have somebody that can work the booth and immediately know the same thing, like, hey, that's a PI. It's common sense.
That's what I'm saying. But, hey, that's why, you know, that's why they're the NFL and we're just two dudes doing a podcast because we were bored. Yeah. They must know something we don't.
I'm telling you. Because
if that was the case, man, I'd be the commissioner of the NFL.
Yeah, but
that's what I'm saying. They must know something. I don't know.
Hey, but talk about the NFL, man. These guys are fucking smart, bro. What they did with Kaepernick, how they try to get him to have that workout in Atlanta. But
yeah, just so they could be like, yeah. Just so now the NFL is just like, hey, we gave him a shot.
Well, last week we talked about on the podcast, this is a PR stunt, whatever. Kaepernick thought the same thing because he canceled the workout. He went to a high school an hour away.
Yeah.
They postponed it an hour. A bunch of scouts watched it, and he said, stop running. Stop running for me. We've been ready for 3 years. We're ready now.
Yeah.
I mean, his arm, I'm not going to lie, to me it looks shitty. But
I mean, that's the thing. I seen a tweet. It said Brett Favre is getting off his couch in his Wranglers making the same throw.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Everybody looks good on air. But we know Kaepernick's.
He's a baller.
Yeah. We know he could throw. Could he be a top quarterback in the NFL? I don't think so.
But even
I feel like he's a backup. Oh, for sure. He's definitely a backup.
Yeah, but it's crazy how the NFL, then they released a statement saying, oh, we're disappointed in Kaepernick for not taking this opportunity. And it was like a whole page long thing.
They were basically trying to cover their ass. Yeah.
And then Kaepernick's lawyers came out and they said that the NFL tried to get him to sign a waiver. That way he couldn't sue them again. Over not giving him, it was something I don't know about legal stuff, but it was something like that.
That's why we got to get Ryan on the show.
I'm telling you, you got to make that phone call. But yeah, dude, and I was like, oh, that actually makes sense. Like, we were kind of right. They wanted him to get into workout so they could kind of cover their own ass.
Yeah.
No matter how good he did, it wasn't going to matter. And he found a way to kind of beat that. He said, screw you guys, did his own thing. Teams were watching. They said it was like eight or nine teams or something like that. Yeah, yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Everybody looks good on air. He went out there, threw a 50-yard bomb on the money. Yeah. But, I mean, backups are doing that.
I could do, yeah.
Tua can do that.
He's going to have another workout in March is what they're saying.
The season's over in February?
Yeah.
Well, what's he doing in March?
I don't know. Might
XFL?
Might be good for him. I don't know.
Get some exercise. But, I mean, yeah, he definitely could be a backup. But starter? I don't know.
No, I don't know. Like, Cincinnati, he could be a starter now. Yeah, but not after
he could start for Cincinnati. I feel like if there was a time for him to be signed, it was when Sam Darnold had mono, Myles Garrett broke Simeon's leg unintentionally. Then they had Luke Falk, right? Yeah. That would have been a good time to get Kaepernick signed. But honestly, I feel like if not now, then maybe next year because teams are already figuring out that they suck. Time to tank.
Yeah.
So why bring in a quarterback? Because he's getting a veteran minimum. That's like, I think, $5 million cap hit. So teams aren't trying to pay that, especially with the off season where they're trying to re-sign people. So I feel like it's not happening.
And talking about these teams that suck, did you watch Dwayne Haskins' video on Twitter?
Okay, the Redskins suck, and they
worst
have
franchise
a good
in sports.
In sports, their team name is racist. First off. The Redskins is a racist name.
Jay Gruden was not the problem.
No, he was
not.
Shout
out Jay Gruden.
Jay Gruden, he could, if Bruce Arians is done, I mean, he won't be. He's his first year, but hey, no, Florida State, go get Jay Gruden.
Dude, Dan Snyder is terrible. So the fans were chanting, sell the team, bro.
Dang.
During the game. Sell the team.
Dang. But, I feel like Haskins is a baller. You know, back to what we were saying in the beginning, you've seen all the film, and you've seen his play at Ohio State.
What film?
He was good at Ohio State.
Cardale Jones was good at Ohio State.
Cardale Jones, he
did what?
Hey, he played three games, got three rings. He played the Big Ten Championship. All he did was win rings and trophies, went to the Chargers, and now he's for
the backup somewhere.
No, he's in the XFL.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But no, Haskins, I think he's good. I just think that the Redskins completely screwed him over because they just threw him into the fire. In the NFL, the backup quarterbacks get no reps in practice. It's all starter quarterbacks. So
backup quarterbacks do scout team, right?
I think so. I think, yeah. Either third string, but no, they stand there. They hold the clipboard. That's all they do. They hold it on the sideline in the regular season or in games and practice. But when it was Keenum? No, who's their quarterback? Case Keenum? Yeah, their quarterback's Keenum.
It's Alex Smith, but he's hurt, and then it's Case Keenum.
It is Keenum, right?
Yeah.
So he when they pulled Keenum and they put Haskins in, think about you just going out to play quarterback and you haven't even had a rep in practice. His last practice rep was preseason. So think about that. And then here you go. So not only that, but he's around a poor team. His receiver is his receiver from college, which they got connection, but he's a rookie. His best receiver is a rookie. They just got Darius Geis back, who played good.
Mm-hmm.
He helped my fantasy team. He scored his first career touchdown. And AP, who's old. I mean, he's still good, but he's not AP from 2012.
Dude, I'll give you that. Dwayne Haskins is on.
He's in a horrible situation.
Team. It's the same thing as Josh Rosen. But that's the thing. If you take Dwayne Haskins and you put him on a team, I don't care if it's Baltimore, if it's the Chiefs, if it's the Patriots, I think he's just as bad. I think he is terrible,
no,
bro.
No, he's good.
I think he's just as bad.
No, he could
he hasn't proven
it
to me anything.
He was throwing dimes. I actually watched that game.
But I don't, if I was the GM and they need to fire their GM, I'll just like Arizona did.
That's a hot take.
Reboot.
That's a hot
get
take.
Rid of
I'm
Haskins.
Write that down.
Trade him like Rosen.
I'm gonna write that down,
bro. Trade him like Rosen and go pick up another quarterback and start all over. Start from scratch.
Today's the 20th. What's today? The 20th. I'm writing down on November 20th, 2019.
Kev said Dwayne Haskins is done.
He's
trash.
Because when he is balling in a few years and gets that max deal with,
I'll take Rosen over him.
Oh, I love Rosen.
I'll take Rosen
Josh
over Haskins.
Yeah, I would too. But that's because I think Rosen is gonna be great one day when he gets his shot. He's not getting a fair shot. Rosen will be great one day. Hold me to it. I'll write that down too.
But
11/20/19.
Dude, Haskins, they're talking about too. Nobody wanted to draft him because I guess his damn dad is like one of those Pop Warner parents that goes to practice and yells at the coach the whole damn game. And that's what the knock on him was.
I told my dad, if you ever do that,
bro. And I didn't believe. I mean, not that I didn't believe it, but watching that video of him on Twitter, and he was yelling at the O-line, and they were literally like, who the hell are you? Get out of my face.
See, that's where I think that's a problem with the offensive line, because this man is trying to be a leader. He's a rookie. And this offensive line, first, like, if your offensive line was good, Bo Sheriff, he's like the way I judge offensive linemen is, you know, their rushing yards, how many times quarterback gets sacked, and your Madden rating.
Yeah, quarterback.
I mean, because that's one good way to tell. I'm sorry.
Bro,
Bo Sheriff is like an 80-something in Madden.
But tell me if I'm wrong. If he really was a leader, they would have stopped and listened.
No, I just feel like that they looked at him like, man, who is this? Who's this rookie? But that's a poor mentality to have, and that's not a team player. And
but the
you're
same
not going to win
the
with
whole,
dudes
that's
like
the whole
that.
State of the franchise. Trent Williams already said that bridge is burned. He'll never come back.
Oh, yeah.
Your
because
best players.
They were trying to hide his
cancer.
Yeah.
What the hell?
And they said it was a minor thing. Like,
what the hell?
Yo, wait a minute.
Yeah.
That's not minor. And, you're right. It's a dumpster fire.
Disband
the
franchise.
And I just feel bad for Haskins.
Team to Orlando. Get rid of the Washington. Bring a team to Orlando.
I changed the name.
Oh,
Be the Washington. I don't know. What do they have? The Capitals already. They have the Wizards. Be the Washington
Pringles. It don't matter.
Just
better than Redskins.
Washington. What's the Washington Memorials? I mean, they got like 100 out there. That's not even a bad team name. But the Redskins.
The Monuments. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything
but the Redskins is racist, and it's got to change along with the owner and the GM. Get some talent around Haskins. I feel like if they draft, their defense is nice. Their front seven's nice. They will have the number one or two.
No, but
pick.
Why are they wasting all this money on players? Like, they always go out and they get these players that are at the end of their careers, and they're like, "Oh, let's bring in these guys."
AP,
bro. AP, Brian Arakpo, when he was there, like all these.
Yeah.
All these. Why? Why not build through a draft? Go get some good talent in the.
I just think that if they draft a nice corner in the later rounds, and they go offensive line.
Josh Norman, they brought Josh Norman, and he hasn't done shit.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. He's kind of falling off.
Landon Collins is the first guy that's gone to Washington. I don't know how or why.
How they pull
they
that
got
off.
Him because he
how?
Needs to leave fast.
That's
bro.
What I'm saying. Like they got Landon Collins. I just feel like they get Haskins some weapons. Their only challenge would really be the Cowboys. The Eagles, they're solid, but
they got no receivers
now. Yeah, the Giants are young still. I think that in a couple years, that division is going to be very close.
Well, let's do a playoff race because Washington's out. Philadelphia, they're in second place in that division.
I feel like Philly's not making it.
Dallas. All right, so NFC, Dallas, I got Dallas.
I have Dallas.
Let's check. I think I actually took some notes down here. So my NFC picks, 49ers, they should make it, or the Seahawks. Either way, if one makes it, the other one's a wild card, in my opinion.
Yeah. Okay. I think the 49ers will win the division.
They play again. Is it the last week of the season?
I hope so. That'd be awesome.
All right. And then we got Packers. I got the Saints. And I got Cowboys winning
the
division.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. All right. I'm about to have a hot take. The Bucks went out.
All right. Stop.
Nah, I'm playing. Y'all boys better. Actually, no. I don't want my team to tank. I want them boys to win.
Dude, but that division. Bro, we said it.
I'm telling you, going into work on a Monday. When your team wins, it's like I could just talk shit to everybody. Yeah. My team won, but you know you don't get that often. I've only had it 3 times.
Hey, but hold up real quick, because before we do this playoff race, last week we told the people, Atlanta on paper, these guys are nice, bro. Two big wins in a row over New Orleans and then now over Carolina, where they destroyed them. And that division, I'm telling you, that division is so cold. Anybody could win it.
Yeah, it's always just like. Everybody in that division looks great on paper. Even the Bucks. You got Mike Evans, Jameis Winston, who's a great quarterback.
Chris Godwin.
Remember that. That is one thing I'm going to preach. Jameis Winston is a great quarterback. We could do a whole nother separate hour episode after this on it. I will give you facts, numbers. We'll pull film up on the TV. Let me not get carried away. Jameis Winston is a great quarterback. But on paper, they're good. They're secondary. That's the only thing that's holding them back because their front seven, they're the second best rush defense in the NFL.
You got 31st pass defense. Trash.
Yeah. No. I think we're 32nd. 32nd. I think we're dead last.
Yeah, trash.
But
trash.
They're all rookies. They're all rookies who play in the secondary. But, yeah, that's the thing. They do on paper look the most trash, but their secondary's young. Their front seven is arguably one of the best in football right now. Jameis is great. The offensive line could use some work. I love Peyton Barber for some reason. Rojo's looking nice. But
that division, New Orleans is going to win that division this year.
Yeah, they will.
Okay,
they'll
so then
win
we
it.
Got Dallas winning the NFC East.
I have Dallas, too. I've got Dallas actually kind of making it to the Super Bowl.
I got the Packers winning their division.
Yeah, I can see it.
And I'm going to take the Seahawks, but 49ers might do their thing.
Yeah, so either way, either
Seahawks or Niners wild card, and then I got the Vikings as the other wild card.
Oh, yeah, I love it. I love the Vikings as the wild card.
Now, Vikings, because last week I said just like Dallas, they're mediocre. They were down 20-0 to Denver.
To the Broncos.
Came back and won. People were excited about that. People were all online, and they were saying how good they are, how they don't give up as a team, how they're going to come back to this game if they ever come down to the playoffs. I took a whole different look on it. If they go down 20-0 in the playoffs, they're not coming
back.
Yeah,
they're done.
They're done, and that's the thing.
Especially
I think they're mediocre,
like
man.
The 49ers. Who, the Vikings?
They're not. Trust me, I want them to be good. Dalvin Cook, they got a great rushing team. Their defense is nice, and I feel like they deserve to make the Super Bowl the last couple years. They've had good squads,
yeah,
but they always find a way to lose.
Yeah, I mean, Kirk Cousins, the way he's been playing very nice football.
Yeah, I do think 49ers, like I said last week, I think they choke in the playoffs. I think Cowboys aren't that team. I think it's going to be the Packers or the Saints this year coming out the NFC. Maybe Seattle.
I honestly don't sleep on the Rams. In the wild card, they're one game back from Minnesota, so they would just need Minnesota to slip up. We'll see this week because the Rams, they'd have Baltimore who –
That's going to be
– Yeah,
yeah
who,
that's
I mean, that's
test,
my –
that's, yeah.
I mean,
that's my Super
kinda,
Bowl pick is Baltimore.
I think that they'll make the AFC Championship. Super Bowl, it's likely –
New England and
January, I just
and Gillette.
Do not count out New
and
England.
Gillette, not
yeah.
And Gillette, yeah.
But no, I think the Rams, I feel like they'll get it together. Jalen Ramsey, still new to that defense. I feel like right now they just got him out here playing his own thing until he gets in the scheme of it. Then I feel like their defense will be on a whole nother level. So yeah, the Ravens, they are arguably the best team. Or no, I'd be kind of foolish to say that they weren't. Just because who they beat and stuff. But I don't want to sleep on the Rams just because when Jalen Ramsey gets – I mean, he's only been on the team for 3 weeks. So I feel like right now they just have him out there playing his own game. So when he gets in the scheme, their defense, Aaron Donald too.
And Robert Woods and Brandon Cooks haven't played.
Yeah, I feel like the Rams, they haven't hit their their full potential yet just because of injury, and they're not running Todd Gurley at all.
Yeah.
So I feel like they're saving him for, you know, the big games that are going to come down to, you know, if they make it or not. So I could see them or the Vikings making that wild card.
Yeah, and then the 49ers got the Packers this week. Is it in San Francisco?
It is in San Francisco.
That's going to be a good one. I think Green Bay pulls that one out, but that's going to be – that's a NFC championship type
game.
Yeah,
it is. Hey, let's hold off on the picks till a little bit till later.
Yeah.
The AFC, who you got winning those divisions?
So I got New England, of course. Bills are seven.
Come on, man. You really going to sleep on the Dolphins like that? All
right, yeah, okay.
You really going to sleep on them?
I don't know what year you're
That's
in.
What I'm saying. They're messing up. I'm telling you, they'd have at least four wins with Rosen in.
You think?
Josh Rosen is, I'm
Either
telling
way,
you.
It doesn't matter. It's a season that it was done before it started.
That's what I'm saying. Them boys better hang on to Rosen. He's going to be nice.
But Baltimore, dude, the other two divisions. So I actually,
hey,
I got the Raiders
agree.
Over the Chiefs.
Yes,
I got the
Raiders.
Raiders the
Chiefs.
We got to apologize to John Gruden.
Honestly, I do. I have a Raiders friend. His name's Nick. Lives out there in California, and I told him, hey, man, John Gruden's going to run that team to the ground. He took Tony Dungy's team. He won a Super Bowl with them and then dismantled it. But he was doing the same in Oakland, but it's actually looking all right for him. He turned that draft pick into Josh Jacobs.
Max Crosby had four sacks this week as a rookie.
Cleveland Farrell, him and Cleveland Crosby and Farrell, they're both, I think, fourth and fifth in sacks for
John
rookies.
John Abram hasn't played because he's been hurt all season, but they'll have him coming back next year.
They did
good, man.
I think
that
the Raiders,
Mac trade is looking good.
Yeah, it is. I think the Raiders can beat the Chiefs. I wouldn't be surprised if they won that division just because the Chiefs' defense still needs some help. I feel like that they really missed out on trying to trade for Ramsey. I feel like that they were the team that should have done it, and it's gonna hurt them in the long run. But I do like the Raiders winning that division.
You know what's crazy?
What's up?
You know what the Raiders are missing? That would have had them maybe 8-2 instead of 6-4.
What?
Antonio Brown.
Them boys would
imagine,
be Super Bowl
bro.
Contenders.
Dude, John Gruden knew what he was doing. If that would have worked out and they had Antonio Brown right now,
yeah,
give him another game or two, those boys would have been nice, and nobody expected that coming
into
the season.
Yeah, Antonio Brown, I think that he's one of the greatest receivers of all time.
He is. He for sure
is. Yeah. I mean, even though
– like him or don't.
You know, his controversy and stuff, you know, the route running, the way no one in the NFL could jam him at the line – maybe Ramsey. I think he did. That's when Jacksonville was balling.
You saw him apologize to Robert Kraft and them trying to get back on New England? There's a petition going saying get him back.
Oh, yeah, of course, because who wouldn't want him on their team? He's a baller. I think he's amazing. Like, his route running, it's like, unless you got, like, a Ramsey or I don't even know who could really just jam him up at the line. His feet are incredibly fast. Yeah. His route running is so crisp. His hands are Velcro.
Dude, but hey, Oakland's missing him. Oakland, like you said, I think they won the division. They're missing him. But New England's missing him too, man. And that's the thing. They lost Josh Gordon. Their offense.
Well, they chose to get rid of Gordon.
And their offense looked terrible versus Philadelphia.
Yeah,
they
did.
Do not
They're
look
sluggish.
Good at all. Yeah.
But this is what happens every year. The media, maybe it's time for Brady to go. His house
and then
is
they
for
won
sale.
The damn Super Bowl,
and then it's
like,
all right, y'all ready? Y'all really want to play? All right, let's play.
Well, the funny thing is, I think it was it Bruce, Kurt Warner? I forgot who it was, said that. It was Pat McGahee, bro. 2001, 2003, when they won the Super Bowl in New England, their offense was worse than the offense they have now.
Wait, Pat McAfee?
McAfee,
the punter?
Yes.
What'd he say?
He said that in 2001 and 2003, when New England won the Super Bowl, their offense was actually worse than the offense they have now.
Well, that's because the game is different. Back then, it was that power eye formation.
Yeah.
Now it's like spread, but New England, they still kind of run that I formation, but defense is different.
Yeah.
So honestly,
but New England's last hope getting talent back was when Gronk said he had a big announcement.
Yeah, maybe next year he'll come back.
Yeah, but he's throwing that beach party. That's better than him winning.
Hey, we're
Super
going.
Bowl.
We're
gotta
going
go.
To that.
We're gonna
yeah.
Make it that.
Oh yeah,
yes.
We're making it that Gronk smash.
February 1st.
All right, but the AFC South,
that's
a close one.
Up in the air.
Honestly, I feel like whichever team makes it is getting smoked that first round.
I don't, bro. For some reason, I don't know. Like, I like the Colts.
I mean, that I think they'll win the division.
Dude, after I saw that keg stand celebration.
That was kind of funny. But, I mean, Marlon Mack got hurt, and then their backup came in and rushed for another 100 yards.
That 200-yard rushes for the first time in, like,
a decade. I feel like they'll win the division, but then I feel like they're getting smoked. I feel like the wild card is really up for grabs.
Well, the wild card,
it's real right now.
Right now, it's Raiders and Bills, right?
Yeah, Raiders and Bills. So I feel like the Bills
get smacked. I think Colts would beat the Bills.
No, I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
Really?
I think the Bills would beat the Colts easily, just because the Bills have the third defense. Defense wins championships, especially in that cold. They'll be the wild card. So yeah, the Bills would have to travel to
Indianapolis. Yeah.
Oh, so they're playing in a dome, but yeah, if you had to travel to that Buffalo Colts in December,
I like the Colts. I like Sean McDermott, the Bills coach. Like when he came in, I said he's going to turn his franchise around. But
he kind of did.
Yeah, they made the playoffs.
They're a three-loss team. No one's even talking about them. That's the thing.
Everybody's saying their schedule's weak, but they don't make their own schedule.
Yeah, it's the NFL. It's not like they can just go schedule. It's already set up for years to come.
Yeah.
It's just what time they're going to play.
That's one thing, too. All right, I got to bring this up. And I'm sorry, Edmar. Again, I got to bring you into this conversation.
It's about to be Ravens?
Yeah, because we were arguing about this, and he was saying how the Patriots don't play nobody. That's why they're 9-1. But he's a Baltimore fan, and I'm like, okay, your division's worse than ours. You play Cincinnati, who's 0-10. You got Pittsburgh. We have Bills are 7-3. Pittsburgh's 5-something. That's the second best team in your division.
Yeah, and the Browns, I mean, on paper. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. On paper, them boys are nice.
You guys don't play. The Ravens haven't played nobody either. So, okay, they've played Seattle. They played the Ravens have.
Oh, yeah.
That division is just as weak as New England's division.
Yeah.
And New England plays the NFC East, which Dallas maybe. But
yeah, but I mean, I feel like you can't say, oh, your schedule sucks, because they don't have a choice.
Exactly.
Every year they're playing the other conference. Whatever.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's not up to the Patriots. They just lucked out.
Well, I'm gonna do this too. If the Patriots get the first seed, I think they beat Baltimore in the playoffs.
Yeah, and you're not coming in Gillette. Yeah,
January.
Oh, and that's the thing. The Ravens, I know they unleashed all that offense they had to beat the Patriots.
Yeah.
Now Bill Belichick's got it all on film. They're not winning again.
He's going to come up with a game plan. They're going to shut him.
They're shutting down Lamar Jackson next time.
If New England could get the ball rolling on offense just a little bit, it's another ring for Brady.
Oh, yeah.
It's another ring.
And this defense is nasty.
Oh, yeah. They're ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. Baltimore's a rushing offense, but when they get to the Super Bowl, if they play somebody like New Orleans, they play somebody like Green Bay who throws the ball, I think they got the number one pass defense in the league,
yeah,
don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'd rather.
Number one in turnovers, too.
I'm not worried about the Super Bowl. It's getting past the Ravens, really. That's going to be the big.
Yeah, but I feel like they should do it just because they're not going to beat Belichick twice. That read option, it'll be shut down.
Yeah.
Belichick, the greatest coach in football history. He probably stayed up. He's probably hasn't slept since. He's probably still watching that Ravens defense. He's probably looking at it like, wait, who they got this week? They got the
Ravens play the Rams.
No,
right?
They got the Cowboys. Oh, they're probably watching Patriots film Cowboys, on the Cowboys. But I'm sure that once that film goes off, they're putting in that Lamar Jackson tape.
Oh, this is a hot take. I'm going to call it now. Mm. So, Dak Prescott, I watched all week on ESPN how teams were saying, or people were saying, oh, offense runs through him now. It's a passing offense. All they do is throw the ball. Mm-hmm. Can't get the run game going. Dak for MVP. Sign Dak to a contract.
I think
New England makes him look like trash, and they're going to make him realize that they shouldn't sign Dak to a $40 million contract. They need Zeke.
That's
they
a
need
hot
to
take.
Run the ball.
I mean, they have the number one pass defense, so I mean,
yeah,
I could see
he's the number one passing
it,
quarterback.
Yeah.
He's fresh and has 3,200 passing yards. He's in front of Phillip Rivers, who has 3,100 and a million interceptions.
Who's third?
You already know Jameis.
Yes, sir.
Famous Jameis.
Yes, sir.
But dude, Dak Prescott, like last week I said the Cowboys are mediocre. That was my take. And I don't want to keep bashing the Cowboys, but
no, the Cowboys are Super Bowl sleepers.
Bro, they were so happy they beat Detroit without Matt Stafford.
Okay, that's
because
you're
supposed to beat Detroit.
Okay, that's because not every team's like the damn Patriots, where they go in the locker room and they handshake after a win.
Well, not even that. Act like you've been there before. They literally, I thought they won the Super Bowl the way they beat Detroit. With Matt Stafford had a broken back. They played against Jeff Driscoll, who's from Orlando, played at Hagley.
Hey, that's a Gator right there. If you're not a Gator, you're Gator bait. Dak.
Yeah, Dak, like, he's number one in passing yards, whatever. I still think Dallas is mediocre because it doesn't translate to wins. They barely beat Detroit. I think they get spanked by New England, even though their offense isn't running right now. I think it's going to kind of put them in their place. Philadelphia, man, if they had any talent at all with the receiving core, they would be beating Dallas right now for the first place in the division, I think. And on paper, I wouldn't agree, but that's just the way Dallas is, man.
I just feel like Dallas will – I think Jason Garrett will figure it out, and they'll try and give Zeke the ball more than just inside zones.
I hope so.
Yeah.
But talking about quarterbacks leading in passing, Phillip Rivers is second, but he probably leads in interceptions. He had 4 picks this last week or something like that.
Yeah, and he has no excuse because his defense is nice.
Yeah.
Jenkins, corner, shutting everything down. He's actually from St. Pete, 727.
Yeah. And last week we did quarterback carousel, and we said, like, Andy Dalton. We talked about Cam Newton, which Cam Newton now might end up staying in Carolina.
I would keep him. Keep him.
But Phillip Rivers, I saw today that there's breaking news, rumors flying around, that he wants to leave the Chargers. He wants to go play in Tennessee.
Yeah, but I don't believe none of that.
But why?
I don't believe. Maybe because he's a country guy. He wants to go to Nashville and listen to country music. He wants to go hit Broadway.
Like,
you know how Broadway is.
Just retire. If you're going to go to Tennessee, you might as well. What are you going to do?
Because he loves the damn game,
and
Kevin.
Do what there? Lose.
Yes,
more.
But you know what?
He's hurting the team more than he's helping.
He's in his favorite city.
He's hurting
playing
the
his
team
favorite
more than
sport.
He's helping.
He's
him.
Still going to make millions. Maybe
Tennessee's not going to sign him. Why the hell would Tennessee sign? I'm not picking him up.
No, I wouldn't either. No.
No,
I'm
you'd be my
that.
Water boy, maybe.
Oh,
he's playing like trash.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. He's good. He has a great offense around him, and his defense is great. I don't know what's wrong over
not
there.
Not top 10, Dak Prescott, Phillip Rivers.
You said what?
Not top 10
what
quarterbacks.
Is that? You don't think Dak's
the
top 10
okay,
quarterback?
Okay, no, I lied. Dak is up there.
But
Phillip Rivers,
he was
10 years ago.
You already know my top 10. I'm not going to go off, but you know
James
is in there.
You already know.
And you know he's top 5.
But
he's not 5.
Okay, but MVP race, all seriousness, you know what's pissing me off? Okay, well, first off, hand it to Lamar Jackson. He already won
it.
He deserves it. Russell Wilson. And
it was Russell Wilson and him playing, you know, back and forth. But, yeah, Lamar Jackson took it and spin moved it to the end zone.
Yeah, that spin move is nasty. But
as of now, there's not. I mean,
he looked like Sonic the Hedgehog flying all around
the field. Yeah, it's his to lose right now.
But the thing that pisses me off is the fact that I went to go look at the MVP race, and you know who I saw up there? Not Michael Thomas, not Christian McCaffrey, but I saw people like Aaron Rodgers and Dak Prescott. How? Bro, why does the MVP have to be a quarterback every damn year? Why can't it be Christian McCaffrey? Because
they're most valuable.
But if you take Christian McCaffrey off Carolina,
that's why
he
should be up there.
They'd probably
But if
win,
you take Michael Thomas off the Saints, Drew Brees is going to throw it to whoever is next man up.
Bro, but he's having a season like
okay,
nobody else
has Mike
had,
Tom-
dog.
Okay, if you line any receiver that plays the Bucs and the Falcons secondary, he's playing them 4 times.
I know what you mean, yeah.
He better
Michael Thomas, I get, but Christian Aaron Rodgers over Aaron Rodgers is in the MVP on his team right now.
No.
I think it's Aaron Jones,
oh, yeah.
to be honest with
no,
you.
No, for sure. No, but honestly, if you're not – like, once I get past Lamar and Russell, everyone else, you're not making it. Unless the other people in front of you get hurt, you know, I don't want that to happen.
Yeah,
but
hopefully.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson by a landslide right now.
Yeah, but we forget the recap of the week because – the games this week, to be honest, it was like, what, one good game? And not even. There was like
games.
No really like headline games.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
upcoming weeks,
impressive.
You want to do the pick'ems?
All right, yeah, let's go with the pick'ems. So, first, we got tomorrow night's game. We got the Colts and Texans.
Colts are +3.5, but I'm going to take the Colts with the upset, even though Marlon Mack's hurt.
Yeah, I like that, too.
Do you really?
Yeah, because the Colts, they've got a solid defense.
What happened to the Texans last week, man? They put up 7 points. Is that their offense or Baltimore's defense?
I want to say Baltimore's defense because, you know, Deshaun Watson and DeAndre Hopkins is a top receiver in the league. It's got to be that defense.
So
in
we're
Baltimore.
Both taking the Colts. So my pick, Titans, Jags. I'm going to go ahead and take Tennessee.
Oh, I'm going with the Jags. Foles last week threw for 298 and 2 tubs. And the Titans defense is kind of suspect. I like Foles to, you know, take off because they're going to stack the box against Fournette. So,
yeah.
Foles is going to have to air it out.
Dude, Fournette. Oh, by the way, why are you talking about that? Fournette had 8 carries last week.
They got to feed him the ball.
8 carries.
They got to feed him the ball.
They drafted him.
Maybe he's hurt.
What was it, 4th overall?
Something stupid high, yeah.
And you gave him 8 carries.
I mean, that's what teams are doing when they play the Jags. They just want to stack the box and let the quarterback throw. But Foles, I feel like he'll shred it. All right.
Eagles-Seahawks. Seahawks are actually the underdogs +1.5.
I don't know how. Honestly, I was in class on Tuesday looking at it. And originally they were, I think it was +3.
Now
it went down.
Yeah,
I'm taking the Seahawks.
And can we even use this as an upset of the week? I don't. It's too
technically
easy,
yeah,
think.
But I just feel like that's when
it's
you.
It's too easy. Yeah. But if you're gonna gambling wise, if you're gonna go put your money on any team this week, I'll put it on Seattle. I think they beat Philadelphia plus one and a half.
Yeah, I feel like that's just easy.
But it,
yeah,
I don't know what
I wrote
seeing.
my risky picks right over here. But all right,
so Lions, Redskins, Jeff Driscoll's playing again. Or is Matt Stafford?
No,
out?
Matt Stafford's back is it's screwed.
He's done. So Jeff. Driscoll's
I don't know
playing.
How. Yeah, I took the Redskins.
You're taking the Redskins?
Yeah, wow. Haskins about to prove your ass wrong.
Shit, I'm taking the Lions.
I got Haskins balling, and Geis is back. He's healthy.
Dude, Lions kept up with Dallas. You think you just hyped up Dallas? They kept up with Dallas. You're gonna take them to lose to the Redskins?
Yeah, because Geis is fully healthy. The team knows that they seen what he could do. Haskins had to chew his O lineman out again.
Okay, hot take. Dwayne Haskins throws three picks.
Who? Hot take. He throws three touchdowns.
All right, we'll see.
All right, we'll see. All right. Next up.
Raiders, Jets. I got the Raiders.
I have the Raiders, too. Sorry, Dad.
Yeah.
Next.
Panthers, Saints. I'm going to – Saints. Panthers
Saints.
Look like shit right now.
Yeah.
Dolphins, Browns. I'm going to take the Browns.
Me, too.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Steelers, Bengals. I got the Steelers.
I took the Steelers.
Bengals dropped to 0-11. Worst team in the league. Giants, Bears.
Oh.
That's a good one. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take the Giants.
Oh, I'm going with the Bears.
The Bears?
Yeah, right. You know I love Mitchell Trubisky. I love Trubisky.
I know you
do. He's probably my third favorite quarterback in the NFL.
Jameis, then who?
Josh Rosen.
Oh, my God.
You know I love Rosen.
All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and take
Rosen
the Giants.
Rosen time, baby.
Broncos, Bills. I'm going to take the
I already picked mine. I'm
going to say the Broncos with the upset.
I took the Bills.
You took the Bills?
Yeah.
7-3. I'm going to take Broncos with the upset, though. I'll take it.
I think that they just got to run Singletary, the running back.
He's nice.
Yeah, I feel like they just got to run him because their pass defense and the Broncos have is nice. It'll be a test for Josh Allen.
Bucks, Falcons. Falcons are coming off two big wins.
I'm not going against the Bucks.
I was going to take the Bucks, too.
You know. It's going to be a shootout, though.
It is. That's going to be a
shootout.
That might be a game.
It's
going to
be one of those fantasy games. Start Jameis.
Matt Ryan.
Start Matt Ryan.
Definitely start
everybody.
Matt Ryan.
Julio,
I got Julio
sides.
On my fantasy team.
Me
so.
Too. I've got start everybody on the Falcons offense.
You know, I want to take the Bucks. I'm gonna take the Bucks, but Cowboys.
Yeah.
Cowboys. Pats.
Rock
I got the Pats.
Us. I got the Pats. All right. We really got all similar teams.
Ravens. Rams.
Why are you looking at me like that? Okay. Yeah. Ravens.
I was gonna say.
Okay.
And then this is the game of the week. I think they moved it to Sunday night. Or
yeah,
is it Sunday
night. And I got the 49ers.
I'm going to take the Packers. I think the 49ers choke second half of the year.
Yeah, you keep saying that, but I doubt it.
I'm telling you. I got
doubt
the Packers.
It. I think that
they almost
Garoppolo,
choked this week to Arizona.
I think Garoppolo has a great week, and then everybody who is questioning his leadership and if he's the man, which is crazy because people are. People are really still questioning Garoppolo. Like, he's not balling for
I'm
them.
Not questioning him. They lost George Kittle, Emmanuel Sanders. I actually am questioning Garoppolo.
I'm not. I think they'll be all right because Debo Samuel's been playing like a one lately.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they'll be all right.
I'm going to take the Packers.
I think it's going to be a close game because people sleep on that Packers defense, but I've got the 49ers.
All right, so if you had to pick your upset of the week, Seahawks, we can't count that game, but upset of the week, I'm taking Broncos over the Bills.
I'm taking the Jags plus three. The
Jags
are my
plus
upset
three.
Team.
All right, I'm taking the Broncos over the Bills. My locks, if I had to pick a lock right now, I'd say the Steelers over the Bengals. It's easy. That Bengals are 0-11. That's
an
easy one, though.
That's an easy lock.
Saints over the Panthers. That should be.
My lock would be the Bears over the Giants.
Bears over the –
oh, yeah.
See, I got the Giants.
See, I love Trubisky, man. I'm telling you. Everybody's hating on him. It's his third year. I think his offense
Raiders
sucks.
Raiders over the Jets, too. Actually, that could be a closer game than we think, to be honest.
Oh, but you know, if I'm locking in anybody, it's the Bucks.
All right, good luck with that. I feel bad.
I will never bet against the Bucks, but I will take the Bucks plus 4.5 because I feel like it's going to be a shootout.
I
feel like it would be like a 44-40 game.
That's a good bet, though, plus 4.5.
Yeah, I would
bet.
Take the Bucks 4.5, and I would parlay them with the Jags winning straight up.
All right. Well, last week you lost the Pick'ems again. You've lost two in a row. You lost two in a row, buddy.
No, we don't know. We didn't even do.
We'll check the second one.
Yeah,
you lost the first one. Yeah, so I'm pretty sure you lost 2 weeks in a row, but we're going to double check. But for sure,
this
one
last week, I'm not sure, but the week before, yeah, I lost.
So we're doing the.
I got saved, though. Wait.
We're doing the chess here. We're waxing your chess here. That's the move.
You didn't grab the strips.
That's the, well, we're doing it. So we'll do it. We could shoot it tonight.
Yeah,
or tomorrow.
We could Instagram. We'll Instagram
it. Yeah, how about that?
Instagram live it.
Well, people on the podcast can't listen to you wax your hair anyway, so we could just post it on the Instagram for the people to watch.
That's, yeah, we could do that.
But we got to get something better, y'all. Y'all got to come up with something
Let me keep it real. Do not send no dumbass requests
like
for me to cut my hair. I will not do it. I will not do it. This hair, it's who I am.
So losers challenge. Y'all gotta let us know what Nick should do. He's waxing his chest hair this week. We're gonna post it on Instagram this week. It's coming for y'all. What should the loser do next week? I don't know if you have any ideas. Do the people have any
just
ideas?
Chill. Let them chill.
Let's let them pick. I'm not losing
this week. I don't know. We got to calculate last week. So, hey, I might have even won. So, let Kev know what he's got to do.
Not shit. Yeah.
Tell him shave that fucking facial hair.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up. It's coming in fresh. We actually got some sponsors coming in. We'll talk about them coming soon. Mm-hmm. We got our hot takes. You want to do the hot takes?
Yeah. I already told you my hot take. The Bucks come back and they win and they make the wild card.
How about
they win
this?
Out.
Stay tuned to the next podcast and you can hear the hot takes.
Yeah, I'm about it. I'll let y'all know. But real quick, the Bucks, they're coming back. Don't sleep on them.
Yeah, but go subscribe on YouTube. Shout us out. Jameis is all right. Shout us out. Go subscribe on YouTube. Go tell all your friends. Go tell your family. Go tell your coworkers.
Hey, be paying attention.
It's the new hottest podcast out there. We're talking about sports, nothing but sports.
Hey,
sports only.
And when we come up with the WWE segment, hey, just be on the lookout. Follow us, you know, for our ticket giveaways. And just follow us because you want to support local business.
And we'll be back next Thursday.
Same time. Thank you.
Nice talking to you guys. Bye.